Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan.
Welcome back to Union Tuttle Stadium. At the half, Redskins leading 28-0 over Norman North. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins, and Richard Johns. And Tom, this is exactly what Union needed. They came out, they scored on the first possession. Norman North had a decent drive on that first drive. As a matter of fact, their first two possessions, they totaled 63 yards, and after that, minus one for most of the rest of the half. I thought the Union Redskins did exactly what they needed to do, and they're getting their young quarterback a lot of different scenarios.
Absolutely. I think they're giving, you know, like you said, different scenarios, and I think he's grown up just right before our eyes. And I think it's the second half, it's just got to be business as usual, because you can't just sit, you know, and get stale with it 28-0. Go back out and try to score every drive for as long as they keep you in there.
All right, so here's my question to you. As a coach, you want your players to be rested, but you want them to be peak as well. How long do you play a starter in a situation like this? You're already at 28-0. You have kind of what you want. You want one more score. Kirk likes to have a 35-point differential, and that it's a long story about how the point system works here, but you do have to win by a certain number of points to get points to gather in case there is a tiebreaker. Which, by the way, I disagree with, because it makes teams beat up on other teams, and I don't like that very much, but I understand they have to have a formula. So how long do you play those guys, and where do you draw the line between I want you sharp and I want you rested?
Well, I think at this stage of the year, they do have a different quarterback, but I think Union's been fine. They've gone, you know, they've played a lot of games. I think you try to say either third quarter or one more touchdown, and like you say, Coach Frederick loves to have that 35 points. I think you maybe leave the defense in just a little bit longer because of the 35 points.
Maybe so. So 28-0 Union. We'll have the stats a little later on. And when we come back, Doc Blevins will be talking with Rudy Garcia, a little Redskins basketball. 28-0 Union at the half here over Norman North. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.
Hey, darling, this is Tosh out here at Tulsa, New Holland.
Can't talk now, Tosh. I'm helping George get the Mahindras ready to bring in for winter fix.
Well, that's why I'm calling. We're beginning to fill up, and I didn't want you guys to miss out.
Nope, we're good. Boy, I didn't realize how many Mahindras we got out there. I think George might be the reason Mahindra is the number one selling farm tractor in the world.
Well, even though your Mahindra is the toughest tractor on earth, it does need annual maintenance.
Now, it says here on TulsaNewHolland.com and Facebook that our Mahindras get a thorough multi-point inspection. They change the engine oil and filter, get it lubricated, and if we need any additional repairs, we get 15% off labor. So come next spring, when everybody else is standing in line, we'll be ready to go. Now, is winter fix for Mahindra still just $199?
That's right. Now, you remember where we are, don't you?
Yeah, I know where you are, on Pine, just east of 169.
You know, I bet it really gives you peace of mind knowing everything will be all ready to go, and that George isn't going to be broke down out there in the field next spring.
Yeah, I'm contented beyond words, Tosh.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
The average American spends approximately $1,200 a year on prescription drugs. $1,200. If your medication costs are busting your budget, do what thousands of Oklahomans have done. Take matters into your own hands and switch to GenScripts Pharmacy. GenScripts actually helps you save money with up to 80% less for your prescription medications. Less than the corner chain drugstores. Less than the supercenters. Less than the warehouse clubs. And amazingly, often less than your insurance copay. The free market works works when we let it. And GenScript's customers love it. With stores in Midtown, Broken Arrow, Owosso, and South Tulsa, Bixby, GenScript makes it easy to save money. Call 918-748-4444 for a free price check. 748-4444.
Happy faces, happy prices. GenScript's Pharmacy.
GenScript's Pharmacy. Online at TulsaPharmacy.com. That's TulsaPharmacy.com.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
At the half here at Union Tuttle Stadium, it is the final game possibly in this configuration of Union Tuttle Stadium if they do not get a home playoff game. Redskins will be on the road the last 2 weeks of this season. Right now they lead 28-0 over Norman North. Rick Coy along with Tom Stockton. And our halftime guru is none other than Doc Blevins, standing by with Rudy Garcia. Doc? Well, since I don't hear Doc, we'll just keep it right here for 1 second. Doc is up in the Redskin room talking to the basketball coach at Union, Rudy Garcia. We'll get with him here in just a second. Let's go over some quick stats for Union. All right, so which would you rather be tonight, coach? You want to be Rovon Banks, who has 10 carries for 127 yards, so he's averaging 12.7 a carry. Or would you rather be Avante Wilkins, who has 4 carries for 24 yards and 3 touchdowns?
I want the 3 touchdowns.
Why am I not surprised by you?
Yeah. Right? I want the 3 touchdowns.
Let's just say they're both having really good nights.
Very
right?
good
There's
nights.
No question. Now, Rovon does have a touchdown, too, on a longer run. Pearson has 1 carry for 3. Edwards, 1 for 6. Banks, 6 of 10 for 81 yards through the air, which is certainly manageable. When it comes to receivers, Pearson, 3 catches for 48 yards. Belt, 1 for 27. That was the big play and the big play drive as he made a big fourth down catch. Sanders, 1 for 2, and Edwards, 1 for 4. Overall, 81 passing yards for Union, 160. Rushing, that's 249 at the half, so right at a pace for 500 yards, which you'd be pleased with. Here's the bigger thing to me, Tom. 2 penalties, 20 yards. That's good half.
That's been one of the problems all year is too many penalties, so 2 for the half, that's excellent.
Third down conversions, 2 of 4, 2 of 2 on fourth down, and 8 first downs overall. All right, we'll take a break and come back and see if we can't find Doc. That's next. 28-0 Redskins here over Norman North at the half. This is Union Football on KRMG.
90 years ago, Bill Dungis started selling cars in Oklahoma with one goal: happy customers.
3 generations later, we're still carrying on the Dungis family tradition, making new Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln customers really happy.
We're streamlining our processes so you can spend less time at the dealership.
We're putting you in control of your trade-in valuation and showing you how we price new and used vehicles.
We're making sure you get top-level service before, during, and after the sale.
We have a lot full of used and certified pre-owned vehicles,
all with a complimentary Carfax report and Dungis 128-point inspection.
And of course, Dungis has a huge selection of new Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas,
all with a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty.
It's just one of the ways Dungis is different.
Come see us on Highway 75 in Bartlesville
or at DungisChoice.com.
Dungis Family of Autos,
happy customers wanted.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium, Rick Coy along with Tom Stockton, and Doc Blevins will be soon. He is doing a battery change as we pull back the curtain on one of his pieces of wireless equipment. Unfortunately, Doc went to the Redskin room and left his equipment on the field. Well, his extra equipment. So he has to go back downstairs to get the battery to go back upstairs to talk to Rudy Garcia. While he's doing that, we'll take a look at the stats for Norman North here at the half, and it's not been a pretty one for them. Their quarterback, of course, is Romaldo. He's at 6 of 15 for 37 yards and 1 interception. That one by Kyle Friedrich, the head coach's son. And a nice play by number 14. He threw it right to him. He did what he's supposed to. He caught it, and he returned the football, and you got to feel good for him.
Oh, on senior night.
Not bad. Romaldo, 2 carries, for 1 yard running the ball. Treveson, 8 carries for 68. Ford has 4 for 35. He was the surprise starter. And McCown, 2 for minus 3. Catching the football, Hack, 1 for 5 yards. Gatewood, 3 for 15. Cabanis, 1 for 5. And Roberts, 1 for 12. Total yards, 138 for Norman North. And this is not exactly an offensive juggernaut, Norman North. They come into this game averaging 121 on the ground, 128 in the air, so 249 total yards. They're actually below that on both. Again, 37 yards passing. 101 yards rushing, so 138 total yards for him here at the half. They have six penalties for 45 yards. They've cost themselves tonight greatly. They've converted 3 of 9 third downs, 0 of 1 on fourth down, and they have 6 total first downs. 28-0 Union leads over Norman North. We'll get over some other scores here in the half from around the state when we come back on Redskins Football from KRMG.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at Babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848.
Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, teams coming back onto the field as Union leads 28-0 over Norman North. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins. He'll have Rudy Garcia, the basketball coach at Union, in a few minutes. He's making some equipment repairs. Let's get some scores from around the state. One of the things Union needs is for Owosso to beat Mustang. That would move the Redskins into a tie with the Broncos in the division. However, Tom, Mustang owns the tiebreaker by winning that last second game here. But right now, they're getting what they need as Owosso leads Mustang by a score of 14-3. It is Southmore leading Edmond North 10-7. Santa Fe, the team that beat Broken Arrow last weekend, is trailing Westmore by a score of 14-10 at the half. Edmond Memorial leading Enid 21-0 at the half. Jinx is putting it on Norman right now, 27-13 at the half. And here's the shocker. The UConn Millers lead Broken Arrow at the half, 28-20. UConn, of course, Broken Arrow losing last week. Two in a row would be devastating for them. Putnam North is trailing Moore. That score 7-6 at the half. Of course, I mentioned this score, 28-0. Union over Norman North in Oklahoma City. The Patriots, 0. The Grant Generals, 0. Let's look at some of the scores from around the state. And as we mentioned, Union is going to have to match up with the second place team, on the other side of the bracket. Likely to be, there's a 5-way tie over there. That is likely to be, as everybody kind of thinks, if things go like they expect, it would be Jinx. And Tom, you've been on both sides of that rivalry.
Right.
But Union hasn't played at Jinx in years, and I mean years.
I can't remember the last time. You were talking about that earlier. I can't remember the last time that Jinx hosted that.
Well, I know we started doing these games, KRMG did, and I did in 1999. Was gone for about 4 years and then came back. During that time, I've never done a game there. We were either here 3 times, including this year, because the last configuration of the stadium, and otherwise we were at Skelly and now Chapman Stadium. So I think it'd be an awfully big thing, I would think, to play this game in that stadium. What would it mean to Jinx, you think?
Oh, I think Jinx would love it. I mean, you know, it's Alan Trimble Stadium now, and when we played them out it was right here, I was thinking for a minute, and Coach Trimble was here, and he would be there at Jinx, I'm sure, on the sideline somewhere, and that in itself is a big deal, and just for those two to meet at a stadium that size, and it, you know, barring the weather, net would be absolutely packed.
I think it would be something. It'd be quite a deal. Now, they've done some work over there. They can seat, what, 9,000 or 10,000?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Something in that line, in that work. And, of course, they've got a nice press box. They've done a nice job of doing some facility upgrades there. Same thing Union's going to be doing here. So it would be a big deal, I think, to go play there. But, I mean, we still have a couple of weeks to sort all this stuff out. We're not quite sure how that's going to go. We just got a text from Andy Irwin, who runs the UView, and he's the guy that we do Kirk Frederick and I do the coaches show with on Mondays. He's saying he's been here 17 years and we've never played over there. I say Union has never played at Jinx, so I think it'd be quite a spectacle. It's also, Jinx is also celebrating their first ever state championship. And so they're trying to gather those guys back together. Kyle Reisenhoover's a part of that. They'd have Coach Trimble at that. Maybe they could get them together there. That'd be pretty doggone cool.
That would be awesome.
All right, so real quickly, we're not going to have a lot of time. Let's get on to Doc Blevins, who's got all his equipment changed out. He's talking to Rudy Garcia, the head basketball coach. Doc?
Well, I know I should have taken a battery with me, but I didn't. We do have Rudy Garcia. Rudy, you're well into basketball now. Start scrimmages real quick.
Yeah, actually, our first one's November 2nd. We go to Del City, get a chance to see some people from the west side, see where we're at. But, we're excited. You know, we're kind of getting tired of beating up on each other. Time to see somebody else and see where we're at right now.
As I look at this team coming up, you've got kind of a mixture of guys of various accomplishments and things and various classes, but it reminds me a little bit of back in, can't remember the year, but
2014.
Back in 2014, where we had a team with no D1 prospects. Nothing really that much expected. All they did was go undefeated, win state championship, obviously, and J.C. Hartzler and Timmy Stromberg and some great players on that one. So it can be kind of exciting to look at, not really knowing what to expect.
Yeah, you know, every year is different. Every year is exciting. And how, you know, like I said, the players, different players that come through. Four of the guys that started that last game in the playoffs last year are back. You know, so we got some juniors this year that are stepping up. So we're going to have a mixture of some juniors and seniors and probably a lot of guys that people don't know about, like you said. And, you know, and that 2014 team was, you know, a bunch of seniors, guys that loved playing the game and loved each other. And they played well together and didn't care who was getting the glory. You know, to speak about J.C. Hartzler, you know, he's a great leader. And those guys would have ran through a wall for him. And hopefully these guys, you know, will have some of those same type of tendencies as far as the team first mentality and whatever else happens after happens. Several of those guys went on to play and had very good college careers.
Rudy, this is your, 25th year to be head coach at Union. You're by far the dean of the Frontier Conference. Been doing it a lot longer than anybody else. How long are you going to keep doing it?
You know, I don't know. I tell people a lot of times it's maybe year to year, but, you know, I still love doing this. Like I said, it's been 25 years. You know, when I got hired, I told my wife, if I can make 5 years, I'll feel like I might have accomplished a little bit. Then we got to 10. I said, dang, I've been here 10 years. You know, so maybe I have done a little bit. Now here it is 25 years later, and I'm still here, still enjoying it, excited every year with, like I said, these kids. You know, it's just something new every year. And, you know, we're changing style of play maybe a little bit than what we're used to, but going to be out getting up and down the floor trying to use our athleticism and try to create things that way.
Do you have any of your basketball guys that are on this football team?
You know, we actually don't have any upperclassmen. We got a couple sophomores, some sophomores out here, but no juniors or seniors coming in to help. We haven't had any football guys the last few years, so, you know, there's got to be one out there somewhere that could help us. But, you know, we're excited about what's in the gym. The guys are working hard. Like I said, the scrimmages are getting ready to start, and we're going to find out where we're at.
You know, it's interesting that one of your former basketball players that also played football, people may not know, is playing professional basketball in Russia now, and Dominique Frank.
Yeah, you know, Dom is a phenomenal athlete. You know, those are the kind of guys that we need, those two-sport guys that could come in and help us. You know, that year he was a senior, got hurt, wasn't going to play, came back, you know, said, hey, coach, I think I want to play. You want me? I said, yeah, we definitely want you. If we would have had him that year, he was a senior, we wouldn't have got to the state championship. He led us there, put us on his back. And, you know, those are the kind of competitors and the kind of kids you like to have in your program. You know, Dom's a great kid, you know, great ambassador for the football and basketball program.
Who do we open with?
We open with Bixby on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I think it's November 26th. So we're opening a little bit early this year. But, you know, there again, it's at home. So hopefully we'll get some people to come out and watch this team play.
Well, thanks for being with us, Rudy. And you are listening to Union Football on KRMG.
Yell Cleaners is celebrating 75 years as Tulsa's favorite dry cleaner, and we are so blessed by your loyal support. Hello, I'm John Rothrock, president of Yell Cleaners. From our founding, Yell Cleaners has grown through three generations to the premier cleaner in this area. Our Yell Cleaners team is the only dry cleaners offering same-day service, in by noon, ready by 5. We proudly deliver the best dry cleaning experience with covered in-car service, great money-saving coupons, and the Yell Cleaners app featuring extra care. Our white hat is more than just a logo. For us, it means always doing the right thing for our customers, employees, and the community. safety. That's why my dad, Bill Rothrock, started our Coats for Kids program. With your generous support, Yale has proudly cleaned over 350,000 coats for our neighbors in need. Today, more than ever, it's important to stand out. So whether you've never been to the dry cleaner or you're a longtime Lowell customer, trust the guys in the white hat to help you always look your best. This month, I have a special offer just for you. Text Yale to 95920. That's Yale to 95920 to claim your coupon today.
The good guys in the white hat, Yale Cleaners.